Everybody, I know it's been a little bit. I had a friend forward me a rather strange text from RFK Jr. With the sort of comment that there were not very many people out there who could probably interpret what this actually means. And since I'm sort of the public face of the people who might be able to interpret it for viewers, I thought I'd go ahead and try. So just personal-wise, I've landed in Arkansas, and I'm looking for a house. I did some house hunting yesterday, and of course, I was telling my realtor all about Mark Andreessen and Adam Neumann and Flo and the renter economy and changes to the real estate marketplace. I sent her a bunch of links. So we'll see how that pans out. Ironically, in this place that I'm staying, it's sort of a efficiency apartment over a garage. you can see behind me. So this whole little apartment is very nicely done. It's very sort of craftsman style, which is totally what I love, just simple wood and everything. But behind me, there's an arcade game in front called Dream Arcade. So I don't know, in Jungian analysis, what that means, that I show up into my temporary stay and there's a Dream Arcade. I've not played it. I haven't even seen if it turns on or not, but maybe it's listening to me. Who knows? But very relevant to sort of the gaming conversation. So I'm just going to do this tweet. I guess it was today. I don't know. I don't have Twitter, so I was only able to open it. But I think from what I could tell, there were a number of follows up because, of course, this is a mimetic battleground that we're in. So these weird things drop and then they get traced through the ether and through all the online digital networking to see where it goes and what changes happen. So I'll go ahead and sort of walk through. It's kind of long. I know, I guess Twitter now you can do much longer tweets. But this is from the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. account. And so this tweet says, I am very aware of what the average retail investor has been saying about the need for greater transparency in our markets. So a couple of things here. Retail investor, the average retail investor. So in my interpretation of this tweet, which is surely not the norm, but my take is that this is talking about Lunar Punk and signals intelligence and ultimately networked consciousness to access the wisdom of the crowd through morphic field and then potentially reharmonizing the world, like using online gaming and which really crypto finance is just a gaming app, collectively linked to UBI, and then using that to extract consensus data from the crowd at a subliminal level, and then possibly to use that data to re-engineer the crowd, backward engineering to level it out to sort of some harmonic noosphere program. This is why I keep saying you actually have to understand the game, because how you understand the game is going to very much influence what your take is, right? And so most people will read this and they're like, yeah, Wall Street, those wolves, they're doing all of these bad things. And of course they are, because this whole thing is problem, reaction, solution. But ultimately what I've realized in all of my research around impact finance and Web3 technologies and tokenization is that the aim is not maximizing money per se. It's extracting data for signals intelligence that then can be used to used computationally and then used through sort of sensors and actuators to then have sort of a feedback loop with the populace. And so it's that level of control of a complex dynamic system. The control isn't a bunch of strings to make people puppets and be homogenous. The goal is to have ubiquitous sensing that collects lots of data and that harmonizes it in sort of this conductor, electrical, orchestrated way. And so that is my understanding. And if you understand that, you're going to have a very different take than like the normal person, which RFK Jr. is sort of pandering to in this mimetic engagement, shall we say. So average is important because I think what they're looking for in signals intelligence with these things, these devices, is an average. So you're going to do have crowdsourced wisdom, wisdom of the crowd. The wisdom of the crowd, and that's what this is tapping into, and that's why we all have to have our continuous monitors that will eventually be our wearables and our continuous glucose monitors for the diabetes that Bobby is going to save us from. Even though this is dirty electricity and this causes environmental diabetes, but he's not going to tell you that. Okay, so the average investor. So the goal is that soon we will all be investors through UBI, Universal Basic Income components that are coming from high net worth billionaires. And what I'm realizing now is that actually this UBI will be framed as a community currency, whereas I think the community and the commons is actually based on the complex system of the gut microbiome. So it's sort of like a dynamic complex system that they're looking to monitor and mediate in some way and utilize to harness for its knowledge, for the gut instinct, shall we say. And so I think the backstop of these community currencies that will be set up, so that if UBI becomes unpalatable, they'll say this is your community dividend, right? And that giving pledge that came out of Gates and Warren Buffett in like 2016, and all of these tech billionaires that are donating to the giving pledge, I think the giving pledge is going to be used to backstop these community currencies, which will give you the digital wallet that you can then play the game of financial technology investing. And maybe some of it will be for you, and then some of it will be for the climate, right? The UN SDGs, and this will all be linked to the UN and tokenization. Now, I will say, part of the mapping I've been doing recently is around the Kennedy campaign and their supposed fascination with permaculture now, which is going to be soil permaculture tokens for decarbonization of soil, and that Bobby is going to be presenting, like, maybe this week, or if not this week, next week in Austin for Consensus 2024. Now, Consensus 2024 is not unlike East Denver or whatever, so that it is Web3, but it's not just crypto like the Bitcoin. This is not pretending to be money. This is all of these networked solutions, right? Climate solutions and sustainability solutions and entrepreneurial finance solutions. And so he's going to be one of the major featured speakers at this Consensus 2024 gathering, which has been like happening for the past 10 years. So it's a very major conference in Austin, which links again to all of the biohacking community and the supplement sales people that are going to get you healthy, and they're going to give you an app for your wellness, and then there'll be some behavioral credits for performing healthy behaviors, and then you can gamble with those with your crypto play-to-earn games and maybe earn some money for you and then maybe earn some money for the environment and that sort of thing. So that's what's coming, and it's very important to know that Nicole Shanahan would know all about this stuff. Like, I don't really think Kennedy is that bright, but at least Shanahan technically has her degree from Stanford and has done her fellowship stuff. So I think she definitely knows what's going on. So, okay, so we've got retail investors, the average retail investor. So again, knowing that in the future, even though there's a lot of income inequality, that the solution that's going to be rolled out is that everybody gets some sort of community dividend, but there's performance indicators attached, behavioral indicators attached, and that you're supposed to be using this money and having it be moved around, which is part of the whole community currency narrative, is this velocity of money. Is it, it's not demurrage. Demurrage, maybe? It's not the demiurge, but demurrage, something like that. Like, the money is supposed to be in circulation moving because the whole goal is the signal, right? So they need lots of people to be quote-unquote investing, which means playing their app-based finance games, and that'll be UBI rebranded as a community currency. Okay, so we need stronger regulation, oversight, and tougher penalties on manipulating the market and criminal behavior. Again, not to say that these people are on the up and up, because they're not, but they make the problem to give the solution. So it's this whole narrative of this ape retail rebellion against Wall Street, the big apes versus the democratic apes, the dumb apes versus the smart apes, and all of this stuff, which is, again, very evolutionary. What we're talking about is all of this token trading is part of the noosphere and is part of this human potential movement, right? And so this idea of apes is definitely channeling the neo-Darwinism kind of thing going on. So the oversight and the penalties and the manipulation are going to be all on blockchain. And of course, the idea supposedly is that, oh, that these bad guys are going to be regulated. Well, we're shifting into a new paradigm. The paradigm is that they want a lot of signals, and that's going to be framed as democratic participation within a libertarian context, within an entrepreneurial context. But it's all being done on the app, right? So you're not disconnected. This is the game board. You're on the game board with the device, whether it's smart contact lenses or your continuous glucose monitor or your smart shirt or your smart shoes or your phone, whatever, however it looks. And then eventually you won't even need a device because they're having setting up. Steffer sent me a bunch of stuff on, you know, Internet of Bodies, next gen stuff that they'll just read it from your thoughts. Or that's what they say. That's what they say that they plan to do. So, yeah, they're going to regulate it because that's going to be blockchain, and they're going to make it transparent because they want the signal. And that's the whole goal. If you don't understand that that's the game, you'll think, oh, look, we're winning. It's the little guys versus the big guys. It's David versus Goliath. And Goliath set up the new game. And if they want us to all be David throwing little rocks at the giant when the game is something else entirely, and you the game is behind you, and you don't even know to look behind you because you've been told that this is your target, and so you just look at that target and you think you're winning. And then again, it's teaming, it's creating a swarm intelligence, a teaming mentality. Now I think it's really interesting because I wasn't paying a ton of attention to the whole GameStop thing at the time. I did a podcast, I think, with the What's Left people and maybe Lynn about it a little bit, because I knew that it was about the apps. But when I looked again, I guess it was supposedly to save AMC Movies, which is, again, so silly when you think about it. It's a spectacle. Like, they're literally telling you that this is an illusion, right? Like, this is all and then literally, I guess, that this tweet, there's like a movie poster. It's like a ridiculous movie poster here. I mean, if they can't tell you, be any more obvious about it, it's like, this isn't real. This is a joke, and everyone's paying attention to it as if it were real, but it's like real embedded in a joke, but you have to scrape off the layers to actually see what is real about it. So they're telling you that this is a Maya the Grand Illusion because this is all supposedly a fight to save AMC. And when I just looked about the institutional investors of AMC, the top three were Vanguard, BlackRock, and Renaissance Technologies, which is Robert Mercer. So this is silly that this is somehow like a little guy's winning the game. This is just they're doing mind on people, you know, and people are going along. Okay, so then it says to match action with words. Now that's interesting because action, I think, is sort of maybe a reference to all the fascist stuff that we've been talking about lately, like physical action, but then words is steganography. And so on my way down, I've been listening to this audiobook about Elizabeth Friedman, whose husband was William Friedman, and together they were the earliest cryptanalysts. So I think that this whole tweet is just a cryptanalyst puzzle, really. And, you know, in the course of the story, they're talking about Elizabeth and her developing her skills by studying puzzles over decades and decades, and that her mind was attuned to the puzzle, and that's why she could kind of make intuitive leaps. And I feel like myself and then the small group of people that I work with, we are sort of in this space of being finally attuned to the signal, right? Of looking at this tweet and realizing that it's a steganographic puzzle. It's an encryption. It's a game. So this whole tweet is a game. So he has action and words. So the words is the cipher, right? So meaning the fascia and the interdimensional communication with the words, which is the logos. And I think, again, the logos aspect of encoding and bibliometry. And if you haven't seen, I've done a couple blog posts because I didn't have my phone or my laptop, where I talk about like the last couple weeks and strange things that happened to me, like when we closed on our house and then I found a strange sticker art with Bitcoin and library cards next to Independence Hall. So if you, like, this idea of the logos and the word and the coding is really important in bibliometry. But then I think that Nicole Shanahan came out of this fellowship program at Stanford's CodeX, or Codex, is important. So action and words. And then he said he invested $24,000 in GameStop from the fees I earned from suing Monsanto for knowingly poisoning the soil and causing cancer. Okay, so there's a lot in this line. So I'm not great with the whole gematria stuff and the number stuff, but when I see 24,000, I'm thinking 8,000 times 3. Now, 8,000, the 8 is infinity. So that's sort of the singularity loop and the analemma. And then times 3 is the trichotomy, or mind, body, spirit, which the soul is so important in all of this. Okay, so the 24,000 to me, I see 3s and I see 8s. And those are both very powerful. And then the Pythagoreanism, because I've been looking into Pythagoreanism too for the 3s, the triangles. And then GameStop. This is all about gaming. This is game theory. This is complexity. This is consciousness. And so we're not actually stopping the game. We're starting the game. We're really this whole tweet. This tweet thing is the game. We're in the game. Okay. So then what is this money coming from? Well, it's coming from Monsanto. Okay. So we know, like, Monsanto was connected with the Department of Energy and Oak Ridge National Labs, and that's some of the work that Leo had done. But, of course, Monsanto is glyphosate or whatever, which is being discussed so much. And, again, problem, reaction, solution, right? I'm not saying that Monsanto and glyphosate are not a problem. They are a big problem. But how are they going to fix the soil? Now, and there's a very strange thing about Bobby and Nicole and the soil, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, but on their announcement that they made, I found an hour and a half presentation on C-SPAN of their announcement in Austin of getting on the Texas ballot, and pretty much the whole central thesis of this announcement for an hour and a half was about permaculture and soil. And why is that, right? You're like, of all the things that a presidential candidate could talk about, the idea that you're going to heal the nation and that you're going to heal the soil sounds a little bit close to kind of blood and soil stuff that's going on. And I do have some connections to that and Steiner and biodynamic farming. But so Bobby's going to come around. The environmental Bobby and the wellness Bobby is they're going to fix health by fixing the soil, and they're going to fix the soil. Well, I've just actually, Steffers alerted me to this whole setup around carbon nano and biosensors in the soil. So the whole biochar permaculture movement is linked into the biosensors. So this idea of ubiquitous sensing, you know, and we saw that in Leo's work around crop insurance and parametric insurance in the soil and food forests. And, you know, Jason had some contacts in the permaculture, and he's like, yeah, you know, these permaculture people are all in on Web3, right? I mean, you could see it in Denver. It's because they're going to pivot the central bank digital currency, Klaus Schwab, draconian environmental things with community currency, carbon sequestration with permaculture food forests. And then for the conservatives, they're going to have their blockchain clean food so that you know that you have, like, beef that's, you know, the way you like it and not injected with things, right? And so they're going to have everything on blockchain for transparency. And that's how they're going to get around the Klaus Schwab narrative, because they've set him up and they've kept the focus narrow, narrow, narrow. They're not going to talk about community currencies. They're only going to talk about central bank digital currencies, and they're only going to talk about Klaus Schwab and his carbon program. They're not going to talk about Bobby's permaculture token credits, because that's a big part of Consensus and Chainlink. And Sergey Nazarov is also going to be at Consensus. And maybe he'll talk about their tokenized plans for permaculture, because that's what's coming. And what you're going to tokenize, you're going to be able to do that with the biosensors that are going to be carbon nano, which are going to be organic biochar. So, you know, I don't know how to get out of this, because I'm not against organic farming or the idea of permaculture, just like I'm not against biking or having bike lanes. But this stuff is all going really wonky in this crazy game. Okay. So, and the other thing is, so I really do believe that part of the networked consciousness is going to be happening through the microbiome. And that is your gut microbiota and your, I guess, your mycobiota. So the fungi that are in there and the bacteria that are in there. I think that's why Google Verily are all after the wastewater treatment, because they want to have a lock on the community, community standards. And so it is the networked gut infrastructure, and I think that's coming through the food system, and I'm going to have a lot more to say about running the food system. But again, clean food, organic agriculture, but all on blockchain and all linked to your digital identity and your digital wallet, because remember, for like years I've been saying we need to pay attention to like blockchain welfare and blockchain food stamps. Not because I don't want people with low income to not have access to healthy food. It's I don't want them blockchained. I don't want them to have a digital wallet to be able to get like an extra bonus when they go to the farmer's market for their food, because they're going to do that in the name of health and wellness, which is what Bobby and that whole team of the biohacking community are about. But they're not going to just let you eat healthy food and not be blockchained for it, because they want, just like Wall Street, the regular people are going to be accountable. It's going to be transparent. So the government and the technocrats and the churches that are running the food pantries will all know what the impact is of the organic healthy food on your lifestyle. But by the way, the future of organic is biology, is technology, and all of these omics. So they're going to be engineering all the food for precision nutrition just for you, right? And so that's how it's going to go down. So I think there is something in this Austin announcement that Bobby made. He kept pitching this guy, Kempf, who's supposedly an Amish farmer who used to do pesticides and is now doing precision nutrition for plants, and saying that it was all like immunology for people, immune systems for plants and soil and immune systems for people. It's all the same. We're just going to have precision everything. And then you've got Nicole and her ex, Sergey Brin, and the AI machine learning for your precision longevity and health. Like, it's all being folded in, right? Because they've set up the archetypes in the team so that you're going to have a really hard time going against your team and say, wait. I didn't sign up to have my president run the national wellness program on blockchain. No, I didn't sign up for that, did I? And they'll say, oh, no, read the fine print. You actually did, right? And so I'm saying you still have time to back out of this and to, like, wake up to actually what's going on. And it's the thing I've been saying for 4 years. And I kept saying, do your homework, understand Web3, understand impact finance, understand complexity theory, understand cybernetics, understand complex dynamic systems and chaos theory, because if you don't, you're just going to be jerked around by all of these supposed influencers who are selling you a line, but they're all taking you back around the back to the Bobby AI blockchain consciousness plan, and that's the way it's turning out. Okay, so he's saying, so poisoning the soil, so they're going to use carbon nano biosensors and graphene to fix the soil, just like the wastewater treatment. They're going to use it for the soil. So all the stuff about the permanent chemicals, and was it PFAS or whatever that, and the glyphosate and all of that, that's all going to be cleaned up by the nano, which will put the biosensors in all the soil, all the organic produce that we eat. And then it's causing cancer. And again, I would say the thing about the cancer, we have to go back to Levin and look at Michael Levin and the Levin Labs at Tufts and his hypothesis that cancer is actually an electrical problem, and it's caused by cells not integrating into the common of the organism, the superorganism, but going rogue and doing their own thing, and that's an electrical programming problem. And so essentially what he's hat tipping here is this idea of poisoning the soil, which is setting up the carbon nano for the permaculture, which will be tokenized, and the cancer epidemic, which, again, we're not really talking about what causes cancer. We don't know what causes cancer. I mean, I'm sure behind the scenes they know what causes cancer, but they're not making that public yet. And if it is electrical, that is all part of the morphic fields. Okay, so he said we need a free and fair market. Free market is signals intelligence. And what I'm realizing as I'm doing this mapping is that the model for the free market is the gut microbiome. It is a stable, generally stable, complex dynamic system. And so they're studying the gut microbiome as a model for complex systems. And so it makes me just wonder if what we're talking about is the noosphere, or this global superorganism that we're a part of and that we're all sensors, you know, won't you be my sensor, all of Reiser's World Sensorium. In the superorganism, like, where are we in the superorganism? Like, how many layers are there to this onion? I don't know. Like, are we in an organ in a superorganism and we're supposed to be doing our economic transactions through these phones and our tokens and our betting to do this? So I think once we're networked with, you know, again, this is a very clunky version of what they're going to come up with next. And I think the diabetes is about getting a continuous blood glucose monitor, which might be initially a wearable, but soon will just be an internal biosensor that will network our intelligence so that we will become a super intelligence. And that our gut instinct is accessing the collective unconscious, which is where all the Jung stuff comes in that I've been talking about, and that we will be playing games that on the back end will be doing biological computation as networked, I think, through our gut microbiome, bacterial, fungal, all the little beasties, and that will be managed through precision nutrition, which will be framed as food as medicine. And my sense is that this is essentially, these online gaming systems will be like ESP, like group ESP, that we will have intuitive epiphanies or knowings. We may not even be aware of them, but collectively the AI machine learning will harvest all of that data, run it computationally, and get some answer to some problem, right? And for the most part, people will be playing the game because they love, look, I mean, how many people are tweeting this? What are these hashtags? Apes not leaving, apes together strong, GME, AMC. I haven't actually looked up who the other people are that are connected on here. I guess you guys can look. Maybe it's going to be backwards. But, yeah, so this is collective intelligence. Twitter is a collective intelligence system. It's the early prototype of it. And one of the things I was revisiting along the way is that so your community currencies are going to be on the phones, just like digital. I'm dealing with trying to figure out this digital finance stuff. I'm finding it really overwhelming, honestly. But digital finance is actually the free market of the superorganism for the signal intelligence collection. And early on during the lockdowns, I got, you know, and it's one of those things, like, I'm pretty sure this really happened. But now I'm looking back, I'm like, was that a dream? Did that really happen? You know, initially when I was talking about impact finance, people would reach out and contact me. And there was someone who made a connection to this guy, Richard Smith. Now, I didn't know who Richard Smith was, and when I looked him up, he was some PhD guy that was working on behavioral finance and having apps that would overcome human behavioral, like for investing. It was for investing, right? So it was to overcome, like, decision theory and to overcome your human nature, right? Because what they're after is the unconscious, right? They don't want you overthinking it. They just want you to react, and that's what the crypto gaming and a lot of these games are, just don't think about it, just react. And that's the ESP, that's the J.B. Ryan parapsychology piece. And so Richard Smith talked to me, and I was trying to explain, like, these apps that you think you're helping people invest, they're going to be linked to kids on surveillance play tables and addicts on medical monitoring systems and the elderly in smart housing, like, and they're going to be packaged as asset-backed securities, and people are going to short them, and it's ethically immoral. And so then I never heard from him again. But later, when I stumbled into the stuff about the Foundation for the Study of Cycles and Edward Dewey, there he was. He was the new board of directors. And at the time, he was in Florida, outside of Tampa, I think. But ever since then, he's moved up to Virginia. And again, Virginia being one of the prototypes for Stewards of Change and the big health and human service data system. And so he was talking about cycles and that Edward Dewey, it wasn't just about making money for investors, but it was about world peace and it was about world health and it was about predicting the weather a year in advance. And it was about all of these things that Edward Dewey in the 1930s had wanted to use the cycles for. And one of the people on the Foundation for the Study of Cycles blog, I think his name is Ray Tomes, T-O-M-E-S, has done all of this work around cycles and harmonics, and that Dewey was saying that cycles, everything that can be put on a time scale has a cycle, and some of the cycles are regular. I mean, they're all regular, but at different intervals, and that he was seeing that these cycles were almost like musical notes on a scale, and that they could be played. Now, what Dewey said was that you can't actually stop the cycle, but you could amplify, you could magnify it, or you could tamp it down. You couldn't actually stop it. And so what I'm realizing is I think what's happening with the social physics linked to the biophysics through the biosensors in the food that we're going to be consuming, because they're going to put carbon nano in all the soil to clean it up, is that our biology will be linked to the social physics, and then it will be harmonized. And in fact, Hakuan Lau, who spoke at East Denver a couple years ago for this Harmony Protocol. He was at the UCLA Brain Institute. Then he was at the Riken Institute in Japan, I'm pretty sure, working on consciousness and brain studies. And then he was doing play-to-earn gaming with Harmony Protocol, and this was all on blockchain. So I think, again, I've talked about conductors, CONDCTRR, which was a crisis simulation program for... you know, maybe more than just crisis simulation things, that this is conducting, both electrically conducting because of the morphic field and electromagnetically conducting our biology and our consciousness in group behavior. The wisdom of the crowd, which is linked to Jeffrey Yass and Susquehanna International Group. He was all about the wisdom of the crowd and also decision theory, and then tapping into kids for kids' access to decision theory. And like I said, Robert Mercer was very connected to this stuff as well. And they were, Renaissance Technologies was the third largest holder of AMC. And then he says, so this is Kennedy. So he said, you know, I'm going to give this money, my Monsanto money about the soil, to support DME and the apes. We need free and fair market. Okay, so that's the democracy tokens. Let us punish predatory short selling to the moon. So he says to the moon, and when I was looking up this apes program back in the day, there was a video that was on CNBC that had millions of views. So you can see if it's on CNBC, guys, it is not the revolution. Let me tell you, it is sanctioned, right? They want this thing out there. And it was all the David and Goliath story and the little guy over the big guy. But they specifically mentioned the moon several times. And so as I understand it, putting on my Elizabeth Friedman cryptanalyst hat, is that he's referencing lunar punk. So if you look up solar punk is sort of techno utopia plans for blockchain and tokens, and the world is going to be wonderful, and we're going to do all these great things. The lunar punk version is it's pro-technology, but it's covert. It's in the dark. It's saying we can't be all open about this stuff. It has to be secretive, and it has a lot more of the esoteric built into it. And so lunar punk has, again, it's in the dark. It's things happening that are encrypted, that are secret, that are only known to insiders. And so for me, when I'm reading this tweet from RFK Jr., what I'm realizing is that it is a puzzle, it is a cipher, it is a signal to the people who are in the know, a hat tip, about the human potential movement, about guided evolution through signaling, about using fintech finance apps to do global scale gut intelligence, and that it will be gaming, and that the game isn't stopping, really. The game is just starting. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke, right? I mean, this thing, I mean, you've got a twin. Is this the ape RFK Jr. and with the falcon, and then the human RFK Jr. with the falcon? Is that what we're talking about? Is that, like, is the next version the digital twin or the noosphere Bobby with the falcon? And, you know, the falcon is a raptor, right? So it's flying high overhead, and it sees a wide view. And, you know, the other day I was actually, I walked to the farmer's market because I do like farmer's markets, you know, and I got some bacon and farmer's market bacon, and there weren't a lot of fresh vegetables because my friend Sean says it's actually really hard to be a vegetable farmer and make any money at it. So you tend to, all the farmer's markets are turning into crafts markets. Because I guess the inventory, if you're selling crafts, your inventory doesn't go bad as if you're selling, you know, microgreens and arugula. But I'm walking back, so I'm in this nice little neighborhood, and I'm walking back from the farmer's market, and there's some of these, some big mansions. Now I'm like in a little garage apartment behind one of these big buildings, but they're all from the 19-teens and 20s, and there was a historic plaque, and it was this woman, I think... Hilda Cornish. And Hilda Cornish lived in this big mansion, and her husband was a banker, and he was German-American, and she was one of the leaders of Planned Parenthood and the Arkansas eugenics movement. And I'm like, well, what are the odds? Two blocks from where I'm staying is like the epicenter of the Arkansas eugenics movement, which, I mean, eugenics, you think about optimization, and again, that's where Monsanto comes in. This is all about GMOs. This is about genetically modified organisms and hybridization and optimization. That's what the human potential movement is, eugenics. That's why I'm saying it's going from eugenics to human potential to biohacking. And Bobby's right there at the, like, let me use diabetes and these various things to make sure that you have to have your food as medicine prescription so that we can network your gut microbiome and solve some sort of interdimensional problem, you know? But yeah, so, and then on the way and on the way back, I kept seeing this little raptor. And now I'm actually kind of enjoying being in the South. You know, after all these years up north, I actually, you know, I was born in Texas. I had my childhood in Louisville, Kentucky. And then in high school and college, I was in North Carolina, which is kind of borderline South. It was corporate North Carolina, so it wasn't really deep South. But it's nice just being around these willow oaks and the Nandina and the magnolia trees and just seeing a new geography. And so this little raptor, I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's not a red-tailed hawk. It's not a sharpshin hawk. It's a little bit smaller than that, but I don't think it's a kestrel. It's kind of gray, but it's definitely not a pigeon. And I'm looking, and I saw it, and then I saw another one, or the same one a couple blocks down, and then I got my stuff, and then I'm coming back, and as I'm standing next to this eugenics plaque, the hawk is flying around. Again, it's flying around. And so when I went back home, I looked up sort of like small hawk gray or whatever, and what came up was Mississippi kites. Now, Mississippi kites live in South America, including Argentina, and I would say a lot of this microbiome management and soil management links to biodynamic stuff, which it came out of Steiner and was very much promoted by the National Socialists. So it's interesting that the Mississippi kites come out of South America and like Argentina, where all the paperclip Nazis were from. And then and that's some of the messages that Elizabeth Friedman was breaking during World War II was the Germans in South America. So the Mississippi kites come from South America and like Argentina, and then they fly up to the sort of central southeast. And so I'm pretty sure that it was a Mississippi kite. And, you know, I always like look up like, what does the animal symbolism mean? And I don't take it super seriously, but it was that you can see very far and that you can see into these undercurrents in the underworld. And so, I don't know, maybe when we're looking at Bobby and his falcon and his ape falcon, you can picture me and my Mississippi kite in the eugenics plaque. Because I think that they're moving towards human optimization in the guise of wellness, prescribed wellness on blockchain, but not via central bank digital currency, but via your nice community currency and your blockchain permaculture, the kinder, gentler version of the UN SDGs. So anyway, hopefully that touches on some things and it makes sense to people. I'll link to the map that I'm working on. It's still in process. I have a bunch of stuff, people that I've been working with on it. And I've been adding more, and then this new thing came up. So I thought I'd just at least sort of lay this groundwork. But I'm also going to link some of the, like, be sure to look at the links from the Austin announcement that Bobby had, and this kid, Ryland Engelhart, who was promoting permaculture and evidently has two documentaries about soil that Nicole Shanahan funded. And his family did these gratitude cafes in California. He was a Waldorf kid. So I keep finding these teasing things, like this guy Xavier Hawk was with this fire coin, was doing also biochar stuff, and a friend of Bernard Leiter's. So again, and he was on the board of the Palm Beach Waldorf School. So there's this weird sort of Waldorf Steiner anthroposophy ties between the community currency permaculture movements, which, you know, jumps back into blood and soil and national socialism and biodynamic agriculture, which is something I think, you know, Raul was going to be writing on. And then sadly that got put behind a paywall and then disappeared eventually. Cause yeah, it's not popular to question Steiner. And again, I'm not condemning him or advocating for him. I'm just saying we really kind of need to understand this game better because people are being played. People are being really played. So with that, anyway, goodbye from Little Rock for now. And I'll have some more information on this in a bit.